Beefers. My girls, I don't know their names anymore. They's like soft machines now, living in a freestall barn, never seeing my old overgrown pastures, eating stuff delivered to my silos every couple of months, feed them with a skid steer, used to feed them by hand with a three-prong fork. They's producing milk I wouldn't drink, hauled away by giant trucks what tear up my road and break my culverts, don't even shovel shit anymore, sluiced away automatic. Jesus and Phalo run the barn. Can't even speak their language, but they try to speak mine. Good guys. I feel for them. Their families at home and all, so far away. Must miss their kids, like I miss my old girls. How can you call a girl by the number on her ear tag, I ask you? Milk check came last week. Covers the tractor payment, the feed and electric bills, with no leftovers for living. My son Declan tells me to sell out while I still can. Barn ain't worth nothing. Wind and snow blows right through it in the winter. The girls is bred by some guy, I don't know, who comes once a month with his little straws of frozen semen in a beer cooler that he puts up in him with his arm and a rubber glove goes up to his shoulder. No need for a bull. They got bulls somewhere else they fill the straws from. The girls freshen every year for 5 years, and then they's ground into hamburger patties. Bob calves gets trucked out soon as they're on their feet and made into dog food. The heifers grow up on bottled milk replacer until they begin lactating, and then go through the same cycle. I'm shamed to be a part of it. The guy who breeds them shoots them up every 18 months with hormones to bring on their estrus, and people drink that stuff. No wonder kids is growed up by 12 years old. Nope, not like it was when I knew my girls personal. Gonna sell out. Maybe raise a few beefers for that market. Rich folks is paying good for real beef fed on grass instead of feedlot corn. Girls can't even digest it. They's all got scours running down their hind legs. I still take care of Gladys's old biddies. Flocks down from the days when she was caring for 'em. Only about 10 left. Enough eggs for me and the cowboys. The spent hens get picked off in the yard by various critters. Nature's way, I suppose. Last month the milk check came with a letter in the same envelope. I guess someone's afraid I's going to kill myself. I don't know who they think I am, but I ain't the type to kill myself. Might wound some bastard who hurt my family or my girls, but not myself. Some kind of suicide telephone and a lot of horse twaddle about being depressed and all. I've been unhappy all my life about this and that, but I got over it and kept on through the hard times. Times is hard again, and I'll get through. Raise me some gentle beefers. Declan works in town, but he keeps an eye on his old pa now and again. Helped me sell the girls. About half was sold as heifers, and the rest was sold for slaughter. Made me sad. Like I said, I don't even know 'em anymore like I used to. They didn't bring much at the auction or the slaughterhouse. There's so many worn-out milkers nowadays, and who drinks milk anymore? Used to be on every table when I was young. Big glass pitcher with butterfat lines on the side. Declan and I paid down most of the loans and added a bit to the mortgage so as I could buy some young beefers. Now I got 11 out in my pasture. Had to repair a lot of old fence before they showed up. Sweet little fellas, though 3 of 'em's heifers. Even though they's ear-tagged, I named 'em all. I like having fewer animals. They comes when I call 'em like my old milkers used to when I had only 28. Declan helped me sell off development rights to my farm along with 72 acres to pay down the farm bills, and I still got 82 tillable. Before they went home, Jesus and Phalo fenced in the near pastures with portable fencing so as I can move them beefers onto fresh grass every day. They love it, always standing knee-deep in fresh, mixed grasses what have come up from pastures lying fallow for so long. Declan and me and the extension agent had a party for the boys before they headed back home to Salvador. Declan arranged for them to each have $500 hid in their suitcases. They was with me for 4 years. I was over at the 4-H shed talking to some kids about cropping when Willie Loomis come running over to tell me I needed to get home quick because one of my girls was having her first calf and he'd been hearing coyotes howling in the North Meadow all evening. I knew she was going to calve soon, but not so soon. I said goodbye to the kids and drove the truck home as fast as I dared go on them old roads. Dark when I got to the farm and I headed out to the pasture to see how she was faring. Should have brought a flashlight, but there was enough moonlight so as I knew I'd see her, though I knew she and her newborn would be lying down. I must have walked a mile in that pasture looking for him when I finally heard her lowing nearby. She was lying down, and I walked over to her, but I didn't see her calf. She was putting up a terrible call, and then I knew them coyotes must have got her newborn. Not sure I ever been so sad. I suddenly felt more tired than I think I ever been. Don't know whether it was the sadness all heaped up on me or the dizziness I was feeling from walking so frantic looking for him. Was like all them hard years of work came home to roost in me. Sat down next to Mama who kept on calling for her calf. I knew what had happened because other farmers had told about losing newborns to a pack of hungry coyotes on the prowl. They smelt the birthing blood and surround the little critter afore it can even stand up on its own, and the mama's too tired and wore out to protect her from them. Only hope she didn't see it. My dizziness got to me, and I lay down against her warm front flank and began crying with her. Not sure I ever been so sad. All because I went there to help her and watch over her birthing and all. I apologized to her for letting her down and told her I hadn't been a good farmer to her. She just kept calling to her young'un and didn't let up. I stroked her head and rubbed her neck, but couldn't relieve her sadness. I thought on how I should have been there with her. So tired. The next morning, I called Dad to let him know the bank approved his mortgage and offered a line of credit if he wanted to buy more young beef stock. Getting no answer, I figured Dad must already be up and out, grabbed a coffee at Dunkin' Donuts, and headed out to the farm to give Dad the good news. Seeing the truck, I went into the farmhouse and gave Dad a shout. Hearing no answer, I checked the empty barn and the chicken coop, which was still closed up from the night before. I called Charlie the neighbor to see if Dad was over there, even though Dad's not much into calling on folks these days. He told me Willie Loomis warned Dad last night that one of his heifers had just calved and suggested he get home quick because of all the coyote howling. I pull on a pair of Dad's barn boots and head off into the pasture. After an hour walking back and forth methodically in the waist-high grass, I finally see some brown ahead on my left, and run over to find the new mother. Nestled in her rear flank, nursing, is her newborn calf. Lying in her front flank, with his arm over her neck, is Dad. But I can't wake him up.